Hey, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. I'm playing Hollow Knight on my Nintendo Switch. It's kind of this dark, atmospheric, Metroidvania-type game. It's the kind of game where you can go around and discover a lot of things, but then you find out that there's all these areas that are somehow off-limits until you've acquired special items or a skill later in the game. Metroidvania games are named for Metroid and Castlevania, which have the same kind of dynamic. In these games, you have the world opened up to you, but because of character limitations, certain things just aren't doable at the game's start. And this causes you to backtrack later on as you progress through the game, and it keeps it interesting, because there's going to come a point where the solutions to old problems become obvious, where previously inaccessible areas become easily entered. Not because the problems have changed, but because as a player, you have. Can't go in that door? It's too high? Come back several hours later. You might have an item that lets you double jump now. Can't go down that tunnel because it's too dark? Well, just keep trying. You might find a lantern, and then you can re-explore that route at a later time. In our faith, we have the opportunity to grow in our Christian character. As we spend time devoting ourselves to God's word and prayer and in our discipleship, we can overcome challenges that might have at one time been too great for us. 1 Timothy 4:7 tells us to exercise ourselves towards godliness. Now that word for exercise literally means gymnasium, to go and train and level up. And as we acquire strength and as we acquire endurance that maybe we've never had before, well, the problems of today will be less like problems and more like exercises. Things that still require effort, but one whose solution doesn't escape our grasp. And remember, it's not just about somehow learning more or doing more, but God, too, is working on our behalf. Like Zechariah 4:6 says, "You will not succeed by your own strength or power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord." So don't keep your eyes on the challenges. Keep your eyes on the Lord. He'll either remove the obstacle or he'll improve you. That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of God fun, visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or come hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.